Welcome to Lesson 144. Here, we're going to look at God's will in terms of the book of Proverbs and how he leads you through life, moving you along from first joining his family through justification, and then how he works in your life daily to mold you more like his son in sanctification, and then finally, glorifying him by the way you live. So we're going to start with the title up there, God's Will, Climbing the Proverbs Ladder. Turn to Genesis chapter 28, verse 12. It says, "Then he, which Jacob, he dreamed, and behold, a ladder was set up on the earth, and its top reached to heaven, and there the angels of God were ascending and descending upon it." So here Jacob is dreaming, and the Lord is showing him that there is a way to move back and forth between heaven and earth on this ladder. The angels are moving up and down on it. Well, then look what happens in John chapter 1, verse 51, when Jesus Christ is first being introduced to Nathanael, where Philip finds Nathanael and says, "Come, I found him whom Moses," I'm reading in verse 45 now of chapter 1, "Moses in the law and also the prophets wrote, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph, come and see." So Jesus says, "Hey, before you called, I saw you when you were under the fig tree." Nathanael in verse 49 says, "You are the Son of God." And then Jesus says, "Because I said I saw you under the fig tree, you believe? You're going to see greater things than these." And then listen to what Jesus tells Nathanael. "Most assuredly, I say to you, hereafter you shall see heaven open and the angels of God ascending and descending upon the Son of Man." This ladder, Jacob's ladder in Genesis 28:12, that the angels ascend and descend, is the Son of God. It is the link, the bridge between heaven and earth. It is Jesus himself. So let's take a look at this ladder, and let's take a look at the key elements where the Lord God Almighty, through his death on the cross, has brought us into a saving relationship with God Almighty, and then through this ladder, through Christ himself, and looking, using the Proverbs, the book of Proverbs, to show us this growth in moral character, brings us into a closer relationship with him. So go ahead and click on the screen. So here are the two rungs of the ladder, the two sides of the ladder, and then I'm putting for you to give an illustration, the different rungs in different colors. We have red at the bottom. Then we're going to look at a lighter green, a deep green, and a yellow. So let's look at them one at a time. At the bottom, we start out by saying, "God puts his wisdom into my heart." We show this in Proverbs because we can't know him unless he acts and does it. Then we have the reason he puts his wisdom in our heart is to grow our relationship. It's all about our character. God is interested in who I am, not what I do. Then he molds my character. And look at the different elements of that that he's working on. We can't come close to knowing God and growing unless we have reverence. That's where we begin. Then humility, submission, meekness, faithfulness, truthfulness. These are all things he works on us constantly to make us more like his son. And then we get to the part in yellow, the glorification, where we reveal love for others and agape love, which is supernatural. It's not natural. We show kindness and mercy and forgiveness because God in his essence is kind and merciful and forgiving. We give bountifully, joyfully to help others for the good of Jesus Christ. We are diligent in pursuing God. We suffer so we can grow our character and be more like him. These are all attributes of Christ himself. These are all attributes of the one who's molding us while we're alive to be more like him. And he is the bridge between heaven and earth. And as we develop more like as we allow the Lord to work on us to be more and more like his son, we grow deeper and deeper in our relationship with Jesus Christ. So as we move forward in our series, we're going to be studying each of these rungs of the ladder in detail so we can understand justification more deeply. We can understand sanctification from a relationship and character molding. And then we can understand glorification, what it means to bear fruit. This is lesson 144.